Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pleased to be joined now on the Fan Hotline, brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis, for our weekly visit with former Major League pitcher Matt Clement. Morning, Matt. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. You know, you asked me a couple weeks ago about the Astros-Dodgers, and that sure heated up last night. Joe Kelly, I was just reviewing that before I got on. Joe Kelly went after Correa and Bregman and wasn't afraid to talk about it. So I guess it's on and that it didn't disappear, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, and Jim and I talked about it. We got into it a little bit earlier, talking about how nobody can be surprised that the Astros got thrown at. And Bregman, I thought, did the right thing. Took his equipment off, walked down to first base after ball four whizzed behind his head. But Correa was upset. Dusty Baker was chirping at Kelly from the Astros dugout. That was clearly heard on one of the broadcasts. The Astros don't really have a leg to stand on if they want to complain, but I do understand Jim's point that he made earlier, Matt, about that thing whizzing about 6 inches behind Bregman's head, too.
Well, Joe Kelly's throwing, you know, triple digits almost, and you know, the protocol of throwing at people has always been don't throw at their head, and those both went flying by over and behind people's heads. I give Bregman a lot of credit, although they don't really have a leg to stand on with all this. I'm not surprised my former manager, Dusty, went, I can't wait to see that. I didn't catch that part of Dusty, what he had to say. I can't wait to see that end of it because I can't even imagine what he was saying.
And it's definitely NSFW, not safe for work, Matt. But when you get a chance, look it up on Twitter. I tweeted it out earlier.
Because he's, you know, he's so old school in that and being a former batter. He's number one manager in the league. He's going to stick up for his dudes. And, yeah, I mean, it sure brought the excitement quick. I'm anxious to see what the league does because, you know, there's all these protocol about what to do. And the amazing thing, too, you got, you know, 60-game season, it was a 5-2 game with base runners. You know, it wasn't like he did it in a 10-0 game or whatever. That shows how the scar is still there from what happened. And it probably won't ever go away when you're talking about costing a World Series potentially in their minds. And that was downright hardcore for the first time out there in a game when everybody's like, well, they're going to forget about it. There's protocol with the COVID where you can't fight and everything else. It's sure exciting to see all the action. It got MLB on the map real quick.
You know, Matt, I know statistics always don't tell the story. So I'm going to ask you about this because I was looking up. You were what, like 9 years in the bigs? And it says 6 of those years that you were in the top 10 in hitting batters. And I know you also led the league in wild pitches 1 year, too, so maybe that was part of it. But out of the guys that you hit over the course of your career, and it says there's 94 of them, how many of those guys did you actually do it because you wanted to hit them, or how many of those were just by accident?
Well, I'd say the vast, vast majority were by accident, and I kind of had to use it to my advantage. I was effectively wild is the term they used, and, you know, when you're effectively wild, you have to use it to your advantage and almost give like the, you know, they don't feel comfortable in there. And I had a lot of batters say they didn't feel comfortable in there. I think I was generally termed as a good guy, you know, as a good person in the league. So they knew I wasn't, like, throwing at them. So it probably created some chaos in their mind about what the heck was going on at times when I, you know, I had a lot of movement on my ball. I'd back up my slider at times. Now, some of those guys I hit because I was trying to come inside and I hit them. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't trying to hit them necessarily, but I was trying to move them off the plate or they were getting too comfortable or whatever the case may be, and it hit them. But the vast majority was always – I was effectively wild, and it really worked to my advantage. I learned that early on in the minor leagues, and it kind of became an art for me, I guess, to say.
Matt Clement, former Major League pitcher with us here on the Fan Morning Show for his weekly visit. Before we get into predictions for the season as a whole, because we didn't get them from you last week, Matt, and talk about the Pirates' comeback win over the Brewers last night, let's talk about the Marlins. Nearly half the roster tests positive for COVID. They've got to sit out at least through Monday. They won't play again until next Tuesday. If then, depending on how things goes, they may have infected members of the Phillies, although their first round of testing came back with zero positives. And Bob Nightingale, when he was on with Andrew Filippone and Chris Mueller yesterday afternoon here on The Fan, said he's been told that it happened because one or two guys wanted to go out to a nightclub in Atlanta when the Marlins were there playing exhibition games late last week. How important is it? I know we've talked about this, but how important is it that veterans on teams step up and remind everyone of how vital it is to behave properly this season? And could the league, even though the union won't let them get away with it, if the league can trace this back to one or two guys or a handful of guys, could you see a punishment for them, a suspension for not following the protocols?
I don't know if it's possible to trace it back. Because, you know, so many people were infected and they could have went to the club, I guess, and not get infected. I'm not high on the COVID on exactly how everything goes down with it, you know, because so are they going to be able to, without a doubt, trace it back to them. But it is important. Like, you know, that's a great point you're making about, you know, the veteran guys got to say, hey, we're going to do this. We're getting our paychecks. We're getting to play. We've been waiting to do this. America wants this. You know, we can't do stupid things. You know, we can't be dumb. And let's, you know, let's give some credit to the NBA and NHL. I mean, you know, who knows if it's going to last, but this bubble that everybody was talking about that they're both in, I guess, you know, zero positives for the NHL, I think, yesterday, and the NBA a couple times zero positives. And is that going to last? Probably not. But, you know, they're in a position where I think people were making fun of this bubble and saying it's not realistic. And here they are, like, you know, give them credit. The people that put that together, they got it right. And it was my big worry with the MLB. I think we talked about it a couple weeks ago, was how are they going to police it at home? You know, I think on the road they're going to be – obviously they didn't – in Atlanta they didn't police it with the Marlins. But how are they going to police it at home? Guy can be walking his trash out to the curb, see his neighbor who wanted to talk about the game he played the other night and get infected. That's how this disease – you know, this pandemic spreads and everything else, this virus, I should say. And – so I don't know. The MLB, it's really made things like – I was doing my predictions, and I'm thinking, shoot, two teams aren't even playing in the NL East right now. How can I even conclude them in the predictions? They might not even play enough games before this is all said and done. So it's created a dynamic. It's a shame. It kind of put a bad spot to the season to start for everybody with that happening. But hopefully they get it under control and we learn from this one lesson and it doesn't happen like this again.
Oh, Matt, we were talking about this earlier, and we mentioned about it with your old friend Dusty Baker and the MF that he dropped on Joe Kelly. but as a parent, you've got kids. I don't know, are they all teenagers yet? I don't know. But where do you come down on, should we be able to hear what's going on here, or should they try to mask it with the sound that they've been using on the TV and radio broadcast?
Oh, boy. I do have two teenagers right now and two below. I don't know how you do it. I mean, I guess with technology today, maybe you tape delay it a little bit, whatever the case may be, whatever you got to do, it's inevitable. I mean, can you imagine the trash talking in the NBA is going to be happening and starting tomorrow when they start playing again? So, you know, it's not surprising. It is part of the game. I actually think that somebody like Dusty is going to see that and be like, man, I got fired up and that bite, that's the way I react. But, you know, I think people, when they see the replays of that, the players, they're going to see how different it is now with no fans and the sound being different, and probably try to, although in the heat of the moment it doesn't happen, try to do it a little differently because they're going to see how exposed it is unless unless the television and the networks and everybody else can figure out a way to stop it, you know, to limit it, I guess.
Right. Matt Clement, former Major League pitcher, with us for his weekly Wednesday 8 o'clock visit here on the Fan Morning Show. Before we get to your season predictions, would it be a minor miracle, considering the way their bullpen has pitched at large for the first week of the season, for the Pirates to be able to somehow steal this series against the Brewers and be looking at 3-3 after the first six games?
You know, the way Monday's game went down, you know, because we're basically, what, a tenth of the way through the season almost, after today. Yeah. We're a tenth of the way through the season, which is amazing in 1 week. The Monday game was such a, you know, you win that game, you win yesterday, and you're thinking, hey, we have a chance. We're in the mix. That Monday game was a tough loss, but what a credit to the Pirates last night to come back and win that game and be ahead and, you know, give up the home run to tie it and still come out on top. And yeah, the bullpen has been bad, but there's some good spots. I mean, I think Birdie looks unbelievable. I mean, he looks like the new, you know, Pirates have had that one reliever that's just been phenomenal. And to see him come back from his shoulder surgery or the thoracic surgery that he had last year and come back and look as dominant and nasty, like that, those are the guys we talked last week about the bullpen people need. And, you know, I know Crick went on the DL, which hurts. But you have some pieces down there, and you know, hopefully your closer is going to get back here soon. And you know, I think the biggest positive for the Pirates to me was, you know, if the Pirates are going to compete, if the Pirates are going to be in this, Keller has to show up as a starter. He has to, absolutely, for them. And you know, and he has the potential, he has the pedigree to do it. So to see him get off to a pretty good start in his first start was a big sign for me.
Matt Clement with us here on the Fan Morning Show. Before we let you run, Matt, I know you wanted to get some predictions in. So we went over ours on Friday. We didn't get yours from you last Wednesday. And, yeah, we're a tenth away into the season already, but it's only five or six games. So let's give us your MVP on each side, your Cy Young on each side, and your rookie on each side.
MVP on each side. I'm going to go George Springer and the AL. I'm going to go Acuna in the NL. I think that somebody off the board in the AL, this is a chance for people to be able to do that. Cy Young, NL, I'm going Walker Buehler with Luis Castillo right behind him from the Reds. I'm a big Luis Castillo fan with his changeup. And I'm going way off the board in the American League. And the more I think about this, I think there's a chance that both Cy Youngs end up being closers this year. With the limited amount of starts for people, I think it could both be closers this year. And I'm going to go, even though he wasn't the closer to start the year in spring training, I'm going to go Oliver Drake, a 43rd round pick out of Navy, for Tampa Bay. I think they have the best bullpen. They're off to a hot 4-1 start. I believe that he has some nasty, nasty stuff. And what a story that would be. And I just think that, you know, Tampa Bay wins, you know, 35, 40 games. He could easily have 25 of the saves because they're not going to be blowing people out with their offense. So I'm going there. And then rookie of the year, I didn't know if you asked for this or not, I got Luis Robert from the White Sox, and I have Dustin May from the Dodgers. I think with the injuries, the Kershaw, and just a little bit of uncertainty in the back of that rotation, May's going to get a lot of like bullpen appearances and starts and could rack up some wins in there. And he looked absolutely like ridiculous. The stuff he was featuring that first night when he replaced Kershaw was almost not fair.
What's your over under your total, your win total for the Buccos? We all came down somewhere in the mid to lower 20s.
I'm gonna give them. I know this is probably not smart, but based on the way that division is, I'm gonna give them a straight out 30-30. I don't know. I just think that there's so much unpredictability with MLB right now, and you know, stuff can happen. And I think the Pirates, you know, they're in a situation where they have nothing to lose, what they're playing for, and you kind of saw that in those Milwaukee games. I mean, they could easily be sitting in a, you know, 3-2 right now, and you know, here one of the teams I really liked, what I wrote down last week, is I like the Reds, and here they are at 1-4. So I think that they could sneak it out. I think that division could potentially have three teams in the playoffs. I don't know if the Pirates will be one of them, but I'm going to be on the optimistic side of the Pirates. I really am, and I'm going to go 30-30. That's probably on the high end for most people in the world, but I'm going to roll with it.
Matt, we love it. We always appreciate spending time with you on Wednesday mornings. Thanks so much. We'll catch up with you again next week, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
Yep, Matt Clement, former Major League pitcher, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.